In 2001, five people were killed by anthrax. More than a dozen were injured. NPR's been speaking with some of the victims and their families. They say they found out about these latest developments the same way most people did. They heard it on the news. And as NPR's Katie Dunn reports, they're skeptical about the FBI's investigation.
Dina Briscoe hasn't heard anything from the FBI in years, even though she's the president of a support group for postal workers injured in the anthrax attacks.
We have not gotten any calls from Postal Management, Inspection Service, FBI, anybody to give us a heads up on anything.
Briscoe was working in the Brentwood Post Office in Washington, D.C. in 2001. She says the last contact she had with the FBI was at a five-year memorial her group organized. She has little trust in the organization and wants to see evidence that Bruce Ivins was the man responsible. She's not alone.
I didn't think it would take them 7 years. I thought they were much more capable than this.
Martha Moffitt is also disappointed in the investigation. She was a librarian at American Media Incorporated at the time of the attack. A good friend of hers, a photo editor, was killed. She assumed the killer would be caught a lot sooner. At least one family member is trying to remain positive.
I don't want to have my life defined by the events of 2001.
Mary Morris, the widow of a postal worker, is just waiting to see what the FBI says.
If this is how they chose to do it, it's fine with me. I'm not going to get in an uproar as to how they choose to do it.
Director Robert Mueller himself plans to do a briefing this week to show the FBI's commitment to these families. Katie Dunn, NPR News.